Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Oh, welcome everybody to Dueling Tangents here on a hump day Wednesday. It's Wednesday, right? That sounds great. It's raining. I don't know if it's raining by you, but it's drizzling and raining. Over where you are, it's the Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison, 1580 AM, that's WTTN, as well as Devil Radio 92.7. Over here in Waukesha, it's raining in and the Shaw 101 FM, as well as 540 AM. That's WAUK. You can check us out on the Devil Radio app, wherever fine apps are apt. You can also call us at 844-967-2789 and text us at 844-967-2789. We'll even look at the phones every now and then to see if you have called. It's one of those days. It's one of those days. Hooray, day after another shooting type of day.
Yeah, I want to be completely honest and blunt with the audience. I have no desire right now to be on the radio. I usually find it a pleasure, Brian, to be on the radio with you.
Yeah. It's a therapy session.
I look forward to it pretty much almost every day. There have been maybe a few days where I'm like, oh, I'm really tired and I don't want to do it today. But there's never been a day since you and I have been doing this show where I was just like flat out, I don't want to go on the radio today. And today is that day for me, I guess.
And it's not only, it's not like we haven't had more mass shootings. We've had plenty of them since the beginning of the year, let alone since we've been on the radio.
More than 200. More than 200.
Like fourth graders, man. I just dropped off a fourth grader today.
As you do every school day.
Yeah, every school day. And that just like a lot of parents did yesterday. And I'm not gonna lie and say that I didn't think about that. And also you're thinking about, a church, a supermarket.
Yeah, grocery stores, churches,
movie theaters. I mean,
The school shootings, though, like mass shootings are horrible.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to try to diminish any mass shooting, but school shootings, to me, have just been like the most, like they're the gut punch. Like the fact that we can't do more, Brian, to prevent events that unfolded yesterday. From unfolding?
Well, there are people who are doing stuff. There are people who have actually made changes to their lives. There are people who have done something to prevent these things. There are people who have, maybe inserted a little bit more effort to protect themselves, and that's the kids.
And the teachers. I was going to say, you just described kids and the teachers.
The only people who have ever been made to do anything differently since Columbine has begun... Since Columbine back has been the kids. They now get to do, active shooter drills. Now, and think about this. And like, you paint the picture of someone dropping off their fourth grade kid, thinking, giving the lunch and worrying about, am I going to pick up my kid after school? Like, is granny going to go there or is he going to go to after school program? That type of stuff. Mundane things, right? You never expect this type of thing, right? As prominent as many as we've had. Yeah, you really still don't expect it, right? And you think about these things, and 18 lives, I think now, 19?
21. 21. 19 children and two teachers.
Now, each of those people, all right, think about each of those people are going to have to... There's going to be a medical examiner that has to go and look through that. There's going to be a group of detectives that have to go and sort through the actual... carnage of that situation, and I'm not going to describe it to you. It was very bad.
Yeah.
think of those people and the psychological trauma that, one, they're coached to take, but again, who in their minds is really even prepared to even look at that thing, let alone know that it happened? So you have that immediate, like, you know, middle part of the pond there, not to mention the families of every kid that was there, the families of the teachers. You got to think about all the kids that saw that happen, that lived. You know, you got survivor's remorse. You got the psychological trauma from that. And not only that, I mean, that's the obvious stuff, that the ripples in the pond from this one thing. But also think about every other kid that's going to school right now, at least the ones that are old enough to understand what they're doing when they're doing the school shootings, right? Because not all of them get to really understand. Yeah, I mean, to them, they can understand, okay, fire, let's stop, drop, and roll, and, you know, fire's bad and burning is bad, but, you know, okay, that's a known quantity type of thing, you know? That's a thing, but that they can wrap their heads around. But, you know, how do you're worried about talking to kids about gender, and they have to conceive of whether someone's going to come in and shoot them? Think about the kids walking down the school today. Right now, that are, you know, when we were going to school, we were thinking about, oh, look at that janitor's closet, I can go and smoke some weed in there. Oh, look at that janitor's closet over there, I can go and make out with, like, Molly Sue in the back. Now they're looking, oh, that janitor's closet's unlocked all the time, that's a good place to hide in case something happens. Hey, I'm walking from one place to another. I've posted my class schedule online so that if something does happen, people that I know what part of the school I'm in to know that I'm okay. There are kids right now that already have a text message saved ready to send out at a moment's notice because they've rehearsed in their heads what they have to do if this kind of thing happens. And it's a matter of course now.
For the last 2 years, Brian, there's been a small group of parents across school districts around the nation that have been so up in arms about masks, about a handful of books, about a graduate level class that they fear is being taught to their children, and they've attempted to recall school board members, they've attempted to ban books and ban curriculum.
They have screamed and yelled at school board members in the middle of an attempted civil discussion over things.
Over all of those things.
Have any of them done that over guns? Shootings, what are you going to do? Or, hey, you know, you're traumatizing my kid every time you go through the school shooting drill, which clearly still, even if they do them over and over again, hasn't prevented anything.
Well, those drills aren't as traumatic, apparently, according to some officials and parents, that as much as masks and books and things of that nature, because they're up in arms about that, Brian, but they're not going to go and make the changes necessary. They're going to send thoughts and prayers instead and hope that these problems resolve themselves when actually not doing anything to address them. Because even if you want to say this is a mental health crisis or whatever X, Y, and Z problem you want to label to this, rather than actually admit to the fact that we are the only developed nation in the world that has a gun problem, a mass shooting problem, a school shooting problem, if you want to chalk it up to mental health, then we should have elected officials that are spending out the ass to address mental health in this country, Brian.
Yeah.
But it's not about mental health either.
I think I'm going to throw something out here, and I want to hear what everybody thinks. 844-967-2789. I think and again, going back to the purpose of the show and where I'm coming from with this show and narrative, I think it's clearly a societal problem. I think it's a problem of all of us. When you're watching that TV show you're watching, no matter what show it is, whether it's a drama or a kid's show or, you know, some, you know, superhero movie or whatever, the hero always gets into some pickle or some jam. And everybody wants something to happen to stop that bad guy from doing whatever it is, you know, that the bad guy does against our good guy, right? And usually that involves shooting that person, punching them in the face, running them over with some car that was mysteriously running from off screen. Something like that, a Deus Ex Machina type of thing. We have a hero complex in this country. When we were kids, we ran around with, you know, We ran around with, you know, playing, you know, cops and robbers and who's the good guy and who's the bad guy. And the good guy's got to go shoot the bad guy. And living in this country, we haven't really, besides 9/11, we really haven't been attacked except by ourselves. But we still keep looking for an enemy. We keep looking for an enemy, and we also have a huge gun culture. We just do. Pew, 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 pew. Right? We all want to go and shoot the bad guy. Well, we have a problem that we always think there's an enemy. And for the most part, there's no enemies, man. There really isn't an enemy. There are people that call that I disagree with, but they're not my enemy. I want them to do well just as me, you know? And I would hope the same from them. And that, I think right now, you see these kids that go out there and they have so much anger and they have so much angst and they've been told who and what their enemies are, and it's just wrong. And they're looking for someone to take out all of this anger on it, because again, to be living is to be somewhat angry, because you know what? We don't know why we're here, what we're doing. Nothing seems to be right. All the people that are, you know, telling us that they're supposed to be doing something are not. We can't trust any of our leaders to get anything done. The people around us can be killed at a moment's notice with nobody caring. We you know, it's hard, but again, that's the part of life, is you have to go and find the ways to do it better. And instead of maybe finding enemies to go and go after and try and think of it in terms of we have to kill these kids right before they get into the school, or, you know, we got to go and shoot the bad guy or have a good guy kill the bad guy. Maybe we should realize there are no bad guys. They're just people, and we need to figure out how to... The enemy is death, man. None of us know what we're going to do when we die. We should be trying to preserve life as much as possible. And to do that, you have to go and look at the other person and see them as another human being. And not look at everybody as some sort of enemy. And that's what these kids do. They see enemies all around them. And the only way that they know how to deal with it is the gun culture, which throws them at, you know, go out and shoot everybody. Because that's what you do.
Buy an assault rifle on your 18th birthday, apparently. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're taking your phone calls all hour long. 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.